Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Dangerous Danny Bonaducci.
Today we're talking to Danny Bonaducci. A lot of you have lived with a Danny, or you're living with one now.
Bonaducci! Bonaducci!
There's not much more Danny can do to surprise us, but leave it to Danny to reinvent himself once again.
Danny Bonaducci, former star of the Partridge Family and now local DJ right here in Seattle.
Danny Bonaducci, morning show host, 102.5 KZOK.
They're like, who's making biscuits? And Danny's like, it's me.
This is the Danny Bonaducci Show.
I see you. It's 5:50. I'm Danny Bonaducci. This is KZOK. Good morning.
Morning, Deutch man.
How are you?
Excellent. How are you?
Very well. I'm a little bit freaked out. I'll tell you in a moment. Good morning, Waldo.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
All right, I'm glad to hear it. All right, so dig this. I don't even know how to tell it. It's so weird, but I will tell you this. If this were a book of Bonaducci, it would be in the top five of weird things that have happened to me. And remember, out of those top five, there's probably two or three really famous people. There's probably 100 drugs involved. I love the book of Bonaducci. Get this off my chest. But this, it's small, but it seems crazy to me. I'm laying in bed and I am sound asleep. The way I know I'm sound asleep is I'm snoring. So I'm all good about being sound asleep. Then I wake up and Amy, the first thing I see is Amy's face kind of hovering over me. And she goes, don't worry. Shh. And I think, I'm dead. This is what this is. I'm dead. My wife is sitting here. I'm in my sleep, so nothing can be wrong. So what is she saying everything is okay about? Shh, the should thing. That's when you're dying. Somebody goes like this. Shh, take it. Close your eyes. It's all right. Forget that. So I say, what the hell are you doing? And here's the weird part. Ready?
Yeah.
I am sound asleep with both my eyes fully open.
What?
Yeah. She was closing my eyes because she thought you'd get dry. I've never done it before. I don't know what's happening in my world that would make me sleep with my eyes open. But I wish you'd have taken a picture. That'd have been really cool. It wouldn't have looked like much, I guess. It would have looked like a guy just sitting there. But I would have known, hey, this is really true. Because she could do anything. She could tap me on the forehead and go, oh, my God, I thought you were having a medical issue. She could lie, but she wasn't with the eye thing. She closed my eyes, and I'm thinking, maybe I can see into the future now. And it turns out I can't even see to the living room.
KZOK FM HD1 Seattle, the home of classic rock. The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show. An iHeartRadio station. Available everywhere on our free iHeartRadio app. Number one for music, radio, and podcast all in one. 102.5 KZOK. Now, Sarah with the news.
I want to remind you guys that Danny Bonaducci Life Coach is happening in under 20 minutes. But the news is brought to you by Arnold's Appliance. Well, everybody was riveted yesterday when word broke that human remains were found in that Florida nature reserve next to belongings of Brian Laundrie, the man who was wanted in the suspicious death of his fiance. So his family was on with Chris Cuomo on CNN last night and said the probability is strong that the human remains found are indeed Brian Laundrie.
I was going to say, want to hear the weird part, but it's all the weird part. Shouldn't there be a gun or at least a knife laying next to his remains?
They were underwater. The human remains were underwater. They are said to be in bad shape. Identification could take quite a while. And obviously, we are speculating, but isn't it possible he died trying to survive in a swamp?
Yeah, it is. I thought about that. But where he was in that preserve, I didn't see where a swamp might be close to where they found the bones. I guess he could have been almost dying and dragged himself back to whatever cave he was in.
Yeah, I mean, they had interviewed people who are familiar with this preserve, this nature preserve, and they said humans don't survive out there.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't think so. When I saw it, I said, he's dead in a cave somewhere. He didn't have enough water. He didn't have enough supplies. No, I expected him to be dead, but in some sort of cave, I just have to assume suicide.
Yeah, we don't know.
Well, we will find out.
Doing some comment searching, internet sleuthing of my own. Mm-hmm. The common thought at the moment between the peoples is a setup by the family.
As in he was dead already and the family
dragged him there?
They're hiding him and they're trying to throw him off the trail.
Oh, that this isn't actually his body.
Yes.
Man, that's some crazy conspiracy theory.
That is. I find it crazy that Waldo reads that stuff, but yep. I don't see a chance of that. But, you know, you read it, you put it in print, it must be true to you. I just don't see how it works out.
Yeah, Danny, I'm with you on this. I think that the parents were certainly up to something, but I think my guess is that they're going to determine that these are his remains.
Yeah.
But as I said, they were underwater, bad shape, meaning the identification process could take quite a while.
Yeah, yeah, it could. Although the center of all your bones is just chock full of DNA, even if you were in the water. So I think, you know, I don't know when they're going to release this to the public, but mm-hmm. I think within 72 hours, they'll know some things.
Yeah, we'll keep you posted. There's an autonomous vehicle company called Zooks, owned by Amazon, and they are bringing its fleet of autonomous robo-taxis to Seattle for testing. Why Seattle, you ask?
I do ask, although I have theories.
They want to test the robo-taxis in wet, windy, crowded streets to make sure that it's able to drive, these vehicles are able to drive in all sorts of conditions.
That was not my theory.
What was your theory?
My theory was they want to do it because people in Seattle can't drive for crap, and that'll send them out on the highway, and if they don't smash into nine things, they're ready.
Well, I mean, partially, yeah. But, you know, think about the winters that we have here with the precipitation. You know, it's not like we get, you know, inches and inches, but we're talking rain every day for long stretches.
Yes, we are. You know, England and us, or London and us, get just about the same amount of rain, but they get it in 2 or 3 weeks in heavy downpours. We get it all year long with, like, misting and things like that.
So they're going to test these vehicles here. And they said this will be a way to test them, how they are in wet weather. The goal will be to launch these vehicles passenger only, as in no human can drive them.
Right, okay.
That's crazy.
Oh, there's probably not even a chair. There's probably not even a driver's seat.
It's like that Mars movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, no, it is like that. Yes, it is. It's a great deal like that.
Yeah, that taxi driver who for some reason looks like a ventriloquist dummy.
And turns out to be a monster with a crazy arm of skeleton bones. Oh, spoiler alert.
Oh, there's a news station here in Washington who has exposed itself to possible fines after broadcasting a clip of pornography during its news broadcast.
Really? That's weird.
So there was the weather update, and they were saying, oh, it's going to be wet and rainy. And all of a sudden, there was a visual display behind the meteorologist of boom, chicka, wow, wow.
Now, how do they find or do whatever it is to these guys? It's obviously an accident. Nobody thought it was real funny, except sabotage. Maybe somebody you fired, maybe somebody who hates you. But I don't think it's the weather dude's fault, that's for sure.
No, this certainly wasn't the meteorologist. She wasn't to blame, and they don't think it was anybody working at the station. They're trying to figure it out, but we've had quite a bit of hacking recently, including some media companies, and so somebody can hack into your system and take over your airwaves and show a woman's butt.
I'm going to tune into that one.
All right, this next story is a little bit crazy pants.
Hey, let me ask you something. I've been festering on this.
Okay.
Would you get in the autonomous cars?
Man, not right away.
Not right away? You want them to work that stuff out?
Don't you? What would you think?
I'd get in one, but I don't know. There's a chance that you're going to crash. This crazy new thing's going to crash. But, you know, I don't think it's going to be in the freeway, at least not. I think whatever it does, it's bad, and it's just silly that I think this way. I think I'd survive it. Whatever stupid thing happened would survive it. And I also think there's a 90% chance it'll get to its destination. People worked really hard in this. They didn't just put it out on the street to test it in the streets of Seattle. They must know, oh, this is safe. Let's let it go.
Yeah, I think that its purpose is more just strictly taxi-based, meaning, Danny, you'll say you want to go to your favorite dim sum in right. the Chinatown International District. You're going to go from your house in Queen Anne. You're going to get in this autonomous vehicle and go to Harbor City.
Yep, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Good restroom, by the way. Nice eye.
And so as opposed to getting on the highway, you would just be going through the streets.
Right. Amy does that. She sets our guidance on our GPS to avoid freeways. Mm-hmm. Man, it throws on like 20 extra minutes. It's crazy. Let's go.
But instead, it's going to be that weird ventriloquist doll driving in the front seat. But I find it intriguing to answer your question, but I would like someone else to get it. You can drive in it first, ride in it first, Andy.
Riding, yeah, absolutely. Sorry to make us go backwards, but I was just in there thinking, who'd get in that? And I think I would, and you'd be smart and wait for a lot of test drives.
Well, and the other thing, now that you mention it, how many people are going to crash when they look over at the car next to them and there's nobody behind the wheel?
Yeah, not my concern.
But wouldn't you be freaked out? You're driving along in your car and you look over and there's somebody in the back seat and nobody in the front seat driving?
No, not anymore. There's too much of the things in the Teslas. Immediately I go, that's weird. That's one of those cars. I would think it's very weird if it crashed into me, but off the top, I know it's coming. And when I look and see that, I go, oh, it's here.
All right, on to a story out of Kentucky.
Okay.
A 4-year-old boy fell off a 70-foot cliff.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Sounds tragic, doesn't it?
It does.
Until he got up and walked away.
Wow, how old?
4 years old.
How far?
70 feet.
That's crazy. So what time do you arrest the parents?
Well, they were out for a hike, very wholesome. He slipped, hit multiple ledges before landing 70 feet below. When the search and rescue got over to him, he's like, hey, what's up?
He said, who lets their kids run around next to a big cliff like that, 70-foot cliff? I think that's... my kids were real trouble, man. I kept my eye on them really close because they might jump off that cliff.
Yeah, it's sort of like the chivalrous thing to do when a man and woman walk down the street. The man walks on the traffic side.
Right.
And the woman walks on the inside.
Yep.
Shouldn't the kid have been on the inside of the trail and the parents have been on the outside and they would have been the ones to slip?
Yes. All those things you said are totally true. That should have happened.
So all of a sudden, I'm on your side, Danny. Arrest those parents.
Look at that. Arrest those parents.
Alanis Morissette sang, it's like rain on your wedding day.
Do you know none of those things are actually ironic?
Yeah.
I use the term ironic, right? Maybe once, but the whole thing is all you need is a spoon and they give you a knife. That is not ironic.
Not irony. Well, like rain on your wedding day, that's certainly what happened to a couple in India. Tons of rain, extreme flooding, but they were tired of postponing their wedding. They decided they were going to get married and had to get to the church.
Right.
Well, all the streets were flooded. So what did they do?
I don't know what.
Got into a giant cooking pot.
That makes perfect sense. I hope they didn't get the slow cooker by asking it. They won't get all there all day.
At KZOK.com, you can see bride and groom are literally sitting inside a giant cooking pot, and people are helping push them along so that they can get to the church in time, the temple rather, to get married.
And I'm gonna bite here. Why a cooking pot?
They didn't have a boat.
Oh, they went to by the river. They floated down there. In my head, I saw people carrying this thing.
No, so the streets were flooded. That's not normal. It's not like I don't have a boat just hanging around my house.
Right.
I do have a giant cooking pot.
I actually have a giant raft. They should have called me.
So they got into the cooking pot. and floated down the street to the temple to their wedding.
All right. Well, a lot of ingenuity going on there. I appreciate the story.
KZOK.com. And turns out laughing is a cure-all.
Really?
According to Penn State University's latest study published in the American Psychological Association Journal of Psychology of Popular Media, rolls right off the tongue.
Right.
Laughing actually improves your immune system, fights depression, and relieves tension.
That is very good. So if somebody is making you laugh, it's really a good job. Too bad if I'm with Waldo, I'm dead already.
All right. A British man has been ordered to trim his obscene bush or face a penalty.
All right. Of course, I'm thinking what you want me to think, but now I think I got it. What happened?
He's a gardener.
Right.
Gardener Richard Jenkins has a giant bush, and it's a, what do they call it? Topiography?
Okay.
He's
a topiary.
Topiary. There you go. Well, he is a very skilled gardener, and he fashioned his 10-foot bush into the shape of a middle finger.
Oh, man, this guy's like Edward Scissorhands or something.
Yes. Now, the people in the neighborhood, it's outside of his business, they say, this is obscene, you must remove it. And he's fighting back and says, not happening.
Boy, I don't know which side I'm rolling on. You have an opinion on this?
It is obscene, but it's his own bush. He should be able to trim it the way he wants to.
Right. If they do the news story on it, I think they'll blur it so we don't see it, which I think is ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, on these murder shows that I watch, they're showing a whole dead 6 people. It's vicious. It's horrible. And then somebody flips off the camera and they blur it.
Yep.
Why is that more obscene than that? I'm with you. I think it's obscene.
Well, how about some good news in the news?
I would love that.
Go elsewhere. Tomorrow at 7:20, if you can tell us where has Sarah's beaver been, you're going to head to Climate Pledge Arena to see the Eagles on November 6th.
Okay, that's got to be great. I just watched a whole documentary on the Eagles, and they played some of their best tunes. But they play, I didn't know they were such good musicians. All of them are really talented musicians, and 5 of them have hit records.
Yeah, it's going to be an amazing show. So be here at 7:20 to win tickets to the Eagles. Brand new opened Climate Pledge Arena. Can't wait.
Yeah, can't wait.
It's time for today's Things Are Not Right in Florida story of the day.
Yay.
We hear about all sorts of crimes being perpetrated in Florida, but this one might take the cake. A man was arrested not for taking cake.
That's kind of what I thought.
He went to Waffle House, used his fingers to make the shape of a gun to perpetrate his crime, and stole napkins.
What? I steal napkins, but I get away and nobody cares. I steal forks, which I gave away the other night, but I steal when I go get any Chinese food soups. I steal those spoons every single time.
Do.
So that's totally what I thought.
Well, the part of the problem is making the gun gesture with your finger. And he went into the Waffle House and said, get on the ground. Y'all are getting robbed. Mm. And that's when he proceeded to grab napkins and walk out. And they found him about 6 miles away with his napkins. And according to authorities, he was drunk.
And how did he make a gun?
This, finger and his thumb.
That was it. He just walked in and did that. He didn't have anything better than that he could do. I thought he carved like a stale waffle or something.
Oh, Florida.
Oh, Florida.
Oh, Florida.
Remember, you can check out all of our past Oh, Florida stories at KZOK.com/Florida. News is brought to you by Arnold's Appliance. Up next, Danny Bonaducci, life coach. We got a guy named Brady who wants to talk to you, Danny, because his wife is afraid of flying.
Okay, I get this.
I think you do get this. Danny Bonaducci, life coach. He's here to save the day. Danny Bonaducci, life coach. Danny Bonaducci, life coach. He is here for you. No matter what your problem is, no matter what you're facing, Danny can help you. And if you want Danny's help, just email lifecoach@kzok.com. Brady in Kent is on with the life coach.
Hey, Brady, how the hell are you?
Doing pretty good, guys. How about you?
Very well. Thank you for asking. What can I do for you?
So my wife, we got an issue. She's terrified of flying. As a result, we don't travel nearly as much as I would like. And I got to figure out a way to move her past this because we got a big anniversary coming up and I really want to go to Hawaii.
Yeah, sure. So you're not taking the bus.
But yeah, there's a problem with that. It doesn't work out that way. I don't want to take a boat. I don't want to do a cruise. I want to fly because I want to get there like in a few hours, not a few days.
Yeah, you're right. So far, you're totally in the right on this. So what is your actual question?
Well, how do I get her to move past her fear of flying?
My wife, Amy, does the same thing, not as bad as you're saying, but she's worse than that in a car. I drive, a guy puts his brakes on 500 feet ahead of me, and she panics. Like, I'll never get, so here's what I did. I didn't take her. She's a grown woman. I sent her to the doctor to say, what can she do? And he went, Xanax. That's what you can do. That's what everybody does. That's mama's little helper right there. It's a wonderful little pill that you take in increments. Your doctor will decide how much. But if she gets a prescription, so it's not weird drugs to her, will she take them?
Yes, as long as I don't bring them home like in a Ziploc bag.
Believe me, I know that. So she'll take the things she should take some at the bar, not necessarily with alcohol, but she'd take some at the bar just about the time they're asking you to board. By the time she puts her butt in that seat, she will either be super mellow or she'll be asleep. But you get her to go to a doctor. She'll obviously take care of like it more if it's in a prescription bottle. So get her that and then remind her of this. I have to do this to my wife all the time. They're not drugs. They're medicine. Your doctor gave you that because you have anxiety. It's going to give you a heart attack. Here, take half of this and get on the plane. My wife started doing it and our flights are way better. But that's what you want to do. You want to get her some medicine to feel better on the flight and wake up in Hawaii. I'm actually jealous just thinking about it. When you're sitting in Maui, she will thank you. And I will thank you for calling the Life Coach.
Thank you, Danny.
Sure, buddy. No problem.
That's going to wrap up another Danny Bonaducci Life Coach, but he is always available to you via email. It's lifecoach@kzok.com.
102.5 KZOK, the home of classic rock. This is the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show. Now, Sarah with music, sports, and entertainment.
Geezer Butler gave an interview disclosing some interesting information about himself.
He's a guitar player, yeah?
He is a bassist.
Bassist, okay.
So he's the bassist for Black Sabbath.
Right.
And also work in Heaven and Hell. He's had a couple of side projects, but he's a legendary bassist. But you think of Black Sabbath and you're like, rah, metal.
Yeah. Rah.
Well, he has disclosed he does not swear.
Did he give a reason for this?
He said because he grew up in a very, very strict Irish Catholic family. 7 kids in the house. None of us were ever allowed to swear.
Okay.
He said when I went out of the house, I had the worst mouth on the street. And then one day I was calling people all these swear words. People complained about my language. The police came to frighten me. They took me home. My dad belted the hell out of me with his leather belt. And that's when I stopped swearing.
Well, I thought that was going to be a great story. It's not.
Oh, my God. I think it's amazing.
So do I. You know what? I think it's really great when grown men beat their children.
72 years old. His dad is long gone. And Geezer Butler says it got a message through. He said only really thick people swear because they can't think of the proper English word to say. It's stuck in my mind. Now when I want to swear, I think of a different word and it has expanded my vocabulary.
Remember we had an engineer, it could have been Terry, I'm not positive. Remember
Jay
we
Bell.
Had an engineer who wouldn't curse and preferred it if you didn't curse?
Jay Bell.
Well, he started a swear jar, and we'd all throw in a quarter anytime we swear. It's kind of fun. I admire this fate, trait in this guy and everything. So I went to throw my quarter in one day, and it was stolen by some stinky disc jockey. So that really didn't work out. But I admired him. I tried not to do it around him. I failed often. But I thought it was a good trait not to swear.
Yeah, so Geezer Butler, age 72, learned a lesson early on with his very strict family and said to this day, he does not swear ever.
And so now he works with a Satan worshiper.
Local rock legends Queensryche are heading to Snoqualmie Casino on Saturday night, and you can win tickets, kzok.com/contest. I love when I get to say, but concerts are coming back. You can go see this concert and that concert. And Queensryche at Snoqualmie Casino is going to be a fun night out. Again, that is Saturday, kzok.com/contest.
Now, you said local favorites.
Yeah.
They live in the Seattle area.
They're from Bellevue.
That is very cool. I remember we got our first phone call from presidents of the United States, and I thought that was so exciting that they were listening to our show.
At first, I was like, Trump called us? Biden called us?
Nope, it's a band.
Was I out sick that day? No, we love presidents.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, those guys are great.
Now I'm confused about what you possibly mean.
No, we love the presidents of the United States of America, Lomp and Peaches.
Well, how the hell did you do that? I love them, and I didn't know their names.
So there's
Peaches.
Songs.
What is he? Peaches. Is he a stripper? What do you mean, Peaches?
Oprah Winfrey, the Oprah Winfrey Network, and Discovery Plus have a new show. They've just debuted the trailer for Great Soul Food Cook-Off.
Okay.
This is a way for them to celebrate black chefs like never before. These are going to be black chefs competing, putting their own personal spin on black cuisine for a chance to win $50,000. And it's going to be similar to other cooking shows, but specific to soul food.
Okay. There's a great soul food right across the street from you. Is it Brothers and Sisters? Is that it?
Sisters and Brothers.
Sisters and Brothers. I did the wrong billing. And they're terrific. If you guys want to stop by, it's right there on Elliott. It's and really good.
Known for their fried chicken.
That's what I had.
So the Great Soul Food Cook-Off starts streaming on November 20th on Discovery Plus. New episodes every Saturday.
So is it racist in any way that there are no white people in it?
I don't think so.
No? All right. All right. Flip that coin and I'll bet there'd be trouble. But anyway, I'm glad to see this happening.
I've got a brand new beer blog up at KZOK.com. It is featuring one of the breweries I went to on Vashon Island, which, Danny, you need to head out there. It is a delightful little place.
Where was the place you were last?
Whidbey Island.
Is it Whidbey? Anywhere what it was, my wife was very jealous and says there's a whole food scene there.
Yeah, Vashon Island, great food scene as well. I was pleasantly surprised there's like a main street, whereas Whidbey doesn't really have that. They've got little pockets of communities.
Right.
But on Vashon, there's this one big, long main street, and there's like antique stores and a ton of restaurants and breweries. Camp Colvos is the one that I went to for my beer blog this week. Great outdoor seating. Like, it's just a really, really nice place. So you can check it out now. Facebook and Instagram, I'm at Sarah KZOK. Our website, it's kzok.com/beer, and my beer blog is brought to you by Angel of the Winds Casino Resort.
Boy, I hope not to hurt anybody's feelings, but doesn't our producer, Paul, hate Vashon Island?
He does. And
what is with the, how do you hate Vashon Island?
I haven't the faintest idea. I was like kind of on his side until I went there. I'm like, this guy's crazy pants.
Yeah, no, he is. He's crazy, and that's what he wears to work, his crazy pants.
Let's take a look at sports.
Sports.
Sports brought to you by Bradley Johnson Lawyers. Facing a DUI, call 1-800-DUIOA.
1-800-DUIOA.
Well, today's Thursday.
I know what that means.
That means tomorrow, Danny, if I'm not mistaken, you are going to Climate Pledge Arena.
I am indeed. I'm going to see Coldplay.
That's super exciting. And then Saturday at Climate Pledge Arena, the home opener for the Kraken.
Yay.
Vancouver is who they are playing, the first Kraken game ever here in Seattle. Super exciting. 7 o'clock is puck drop.
And the puck drops.
I'm going to be hanging out beforehand, by the way. I'm going to be at the Armory. We're having this big, you know, pre-funk, a big old pre-party.
Climate Pledge, the Armory across the street.
So it's right across the street from Climate Pledge. It's called the Armory. And they've got a beer garden in there. They've got, you know, all those little restaurants.
Yeah.
And this whole place to hang out. And so you're going to want to get down there early for the game. And then you get to hang out with me beforehand.
I think that's a wonderful thing.
Totally free as long as you are 21 and over. And if you want to come hang out and you're not going to the game, that's fine as well.
Cool.
All right, Thursday Night Football. Tonight we've got Broncos versus the Browns. 5:15 start time. And the Hawks, Monday Night Football, playing the Saints at 5:15. Now, Danny, there was a rumor that Cam Newton was heading to the Seahawks.
I think that'd be fun to watch.
Well, it's not happening.
I didn't think so.
Cam Newton said, okay, I'm vaccinated. I'm in shape. I'm ready to go. And the Seahawks are like, let's have a look-see because they could use a backup to the backup. Well, instead, the Seahawks have claimed former UW quarterback Jacob Eason off of waivers from the Colts.
Well, I guess you don't need an audience draw when you're the Seahawks, but if that guy either wouldn't play at all or looked remotely good, I think it'd be really interesting to have Kaepernick on the team.
Oh, you'd like Kaepernick on the team?
Yeah.
Well, I think...
What? I'm sorry. What did you say?
Cam Newton.
Oh, I like him even better.
So we have a backup. Obviously, Geno Smith is the backup to Russell Wilson, who's going to be out for a few more weeks. We've got this guy, Jake Luton, who's on the practice squad, but it sounds like they don't think he's ready, so we need a backup to our backup. So we are getting, we're going to see Jacob Eason, familiar face. As I said, he is from UW.
I remember this, and it was kind of pretty good, big news, or I wouldn't have known about it. It's football, for God's sakes. Cam Newton went to the Super Bowl without losing a single game. He won all season long, and I don't remember what he did in the Super Bowl, but he didn't lose a game, and I thought that was impressive.
Pretty sure they lost one before they got to the Super Bowl.
You think? All right, because I remember, maybe it was before the loss, because I remember distinctly people going, oh my God, he's the amazing, he's a machine.
Yeah, Tom Brady hadn't lost a single game before he went to the Super Bowl and then promptly lost the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah, it's a bad curse.
Last night for the Sounders, Colorado, Christian Roldan scored his fifth goal in six games. The Sounders tied the Colorado Rapids and clinched the top four seed in the MLS playoffs. Up next, Saturday, 12:30, Sporting Kansas City. And in baseball, Houston beat the Red Sox. They now take a 3-2 lead in the best of seven series. Atlanta beat the Dodgers. They have a 3-1 series lead. They've got game five today at 5:08. Sports brought to you by Bradley Johnson Lawyers. Facing a DUI, call 1-800-DUI-OA. You're 30 minutes away from Sarah's filthy forecast. Will it be hard this morning to get out of bed?
Every time.
You'll find out at 7:20. Also, just about 10 minutes from now, you've got a chance to win tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra. We're going to play Who's Putting the Sex in Sextet? Something like that. You can win those tickets at 7:10.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
Who the hell are you?
On 102.5. KZOK.
102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station. Danny, you know what's right around the corner?
First Street.
You're actually right.
Oh.
Halloween right around the corner.
Oh, right.
And you know, if you walk around your neighborhood where you live, Danny and Queen Anne, where Waldo lives in Auburn, Paul lives in Maple Valley, like you're going to see a ton of decorations. People get into it, right?
They really do. I'm going to do at least a little something this year. I never have, not because I'm a humbug, but you know, I'm out of town every time at this year around Halloween. I'm on vacation for a week. I'm not this time because we didn't book anything in advance. We thought it was kind of crazy. So I'm going to be home. So the house with the skeleton in the front yard, that's probably me.
Well, we know people believe in the pumpkins and the costumes. And, you know, some people believe in a lot of other stuff, too. Something spooky and scary that most everybody will agree on. Danny, even you.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what it is next.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.